WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
CBS News Brief. Three Americans imprisoned in China for years are expected to arrive back home very soon.
The Biden administration had repeatedly raised the men's detention with China, and earlier this month, Mr. Biden spoke with Chinese President Xi at a summit in South America.
CBS's Scott McFarlane reports the U.S. maintains the Americans were wrongfully detained. Traveling this Thanksgiving? Be careful out there, especially in New England.
National Weather Service offices throughout New England have issued winter weather advisories for winter driving conditions and snow removal. And then it's all about the cold. It is going to be Arctic.
CBS News New York meteorologist John Elliott. Several of President-elect Donald Trump's administration picks have been targeted by swatting incidents and bomb threats. The response?
The Trump transition team says with President Trump as our example, dangerous acts of intimidation and violence will not deter us.
CBS's Weijia Jiang. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Packers football tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers playing on Thanksgiving, a tradition that dates back to the 1920s. They host the Dolphins, who feature two of the fastest wide receivers, Tariq Hill, Jalen Waddle, led by quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley.
I mean, you'll see him throw the ball down the field and hit some big plays, but then you'll see a lot of catch and run where in rhythm he's throwing the ball. And it's not just the receivers, it's the backs too. You know, creating some mismatches, getting the ball in space, and letting their guys kind of catch and run. So they do a really good job with that.
College football, the Badgers host the Minnesota Gophers tomorrow at 11 a.m. Luke Fickell says he won't bring in a special speaker to explain the tradition of playing for the Paul Bunyan Axe.
I'm not a guy that brings in people to speak. You know, I mean, we've got guys within this program. We've got guys that it's meant the world to them. They've bled it. There's a lot of guys that you know, are new here that if they don't understand, shame on them, because we talked about it in fall camp. We talked about it in spring football.
That's head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
We have some great travel weather for the holiday weekend, but bundle up. It's going to be cold today. Partly cloudy this morning. Clouds increasing this afternoon. Our high today, 34. Tonight, flurries, 21. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, 27. We're going to stay in the mid to upper 20s through the rest of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll replay our visit with dairy farmer Hans Breitenmoser about how Trump's mass deportations would hammer the U.S. food supply.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who travels so he can pretend he's on the lam, Pete Schwabba.
Men, what do you like on women? Women, what do you like on men? Men, what do you like on men? Or whatever. Whatever you like. Please share. We've had some great answers tonight. And that is going to be my next question to my in-studio guest right now.
Kind of I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Well, Adam.
What do you like on me, Stretch?
Well, the thing is, we've all seen each other in our underwear because we always change clothes between like our setup clothes and our gig clothes. So,
okay.
Adam, you have great taste in boxers. I mean, I'm just going to say that right now.
You know,
now.
I appreciate that coming from you, a man of... you know, distinguished tastes.
Yeah.
When always, it comes to other men's underwear.
They're always very solid color. That's good for you. I don't like the busy patterns on you. No, the solid color's better.
And I will say the camouflage patterned Speedo cut that you rock.
Whoa.
Is.
Well, I mean, sometimes it gets hot in that duck marsh, you know.
Yeah.
So you
cut to a commercial. Cut to a commercial. Cut to a commercial. How do you know it's camouflage? That's what he's
exactly.
Wearing. Blend right in.
Walk right into it.
Well, thank you for indulging us in our question of the night. It is International Underwear Day, so we had to ask that. You're a big fan of the state. You saw our ad
that
went out.
Yes.
Tom Lennon is here
yes,
tomorrow night.
That's amazing.
And I forgot about that character. What was the character? The
old-fashioned guy? Like one of the things he said. It was kind of like when SNL did their deep thoughts with Jack Handy.
Yeah,
that was kind of like their answer to that, but it was him in like a blue leisure suit walking down like a country path, like whittling wood, and he'd be like, call me old-fashioned, but women voters, welcome to planet Mars. Like he'd say just crazy stuff like that. It was so funny.
They just did a tour recently, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they got the band back.
That's awesome. Nice.
Hey, we could sit here and yak all night, but I would love to hear whatever you guys... well, I know what you're going to play, and I'm very excited about it, but why don't you tell people what we're going to hear?
So we're going to do New Age Girl by Dead Eye Dick. Most people recognize it as the Mary Moon song from Dumb and Dumber.
All right. Yeah. Adam and Eric in studio from Ask Your Mother.
Rough.
I got a new age girl.
Tell us what she's like.
Environmentalist girl.
Does she ride a bike?
She has a crystal necklace.
Spends a lot of cash.
Though her vibes are rather reckless.
She's headed for a crash.
Overflowing skirt is blowing in a transcendental wind. I ask her without knowing, where do we begin? Mary Moon! She's a vegetarian.
Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
She don't eat meat, but she sure like the bone. Rough. Well, she drives a wind car.
How does she like it?
It doesn't get a fall.
Why she doesn't bike it?
But it gets it too while she's going
well,
to.
I don't know, I don't know.
Well, it is. I wish I knew. I don't know where she's going and I don't know where she's been. All I know that loving her has gotta be a sin. Mary Moon, she's a vegetarian.
Mary Moon, Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
Mary Moon, we love me all the septuagenarians.
Mary Moon, Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
Oh, she loves me so she hates to be alone. She don't eat meat, but she sure like the bone. Rough. Mary Moon, don't you hesitate. Don't segregate your thoughts from your emotions.
Mary Moon,
I know devotion isn't way out there. Rough.
Mary Moon.
That's great. Very nice. How is that song not just called Mary Moon?
I don't know.
Try to be artsy about it.
Yeah, I guess so.
So that's kind of new in your repertoire?
Yeah, it's new-ish. I mean, obviously the song's from the 90s.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we added it not too long ago.
Not about within the last year or so. I think we added that like when we started doing the Killers and that too around then.
Yeah, we try to keep it fresh, not just for the crowd, obviously. They want every show to feel a little bit different and unique. But for us being in the band, you know, if we just played the same 20 songs every night in the same order, it would get pretty stale for us too.
Yeah.
So it keeps it fresh for everybody.
Adam's really good at like throwing random like songs in songs. So
that also keeps it fun.
Depending where we're playing, like all of a sudden, like we're playing at EA and all of a sudden I hear the Top Gun theme being played in the middle of a song. I'm like, I know what Adam's doing right now.
All I need, Stretch is one of the only people that notices it. So when I do it, he just turns around and gives me a little smile, a little wink. And that's how I know I've done well. Yeah. If I crack Joey the drummer up, that's gold.
Important.
That's what I feel.
Who do you guys like to, I mean, I'm sure you have a ton of them, but who do you like to play the most?
Man,
from a band standpoint?
Or solo, whatever, you know.
I think that one of my favorite songs we do perform, and I think just because of its crowd reaction and how much fun we have with the crowd, it is My Body by Young the Giant. I just always love doing that one. I feel like we do a really good job on it. Volbeat also did a cover of that as well, but it's kind of like one of the songs where I like make everybody stand up if they don't, if they're just being lazy.
Yeah.
Get up. Get out of your. I know you have a table, but just stand next to it for one song. That's all I'm asking.
And do you ever do that? Are you ever confrontational?
Oh, absolutely.
Like getting in people.
How detailed do you want to get on this question? Yeah.
Adam's really good at if he's not getting a reaction, he will insult your town until he gets a reaction.
In a playful way.
Yeah, he's not. He doesn't mean anything by it. He's just trying to get your attention, is all. Like if we were in Green Bay, he'd be like, well, this really sounds like a DePeer crowd tonight, man, since you guys aren't really doing anything.
That's kind of a backhanded compliment, though, in a way.
Yeah. You know, that's the goal. That's
what
I'm going
sound
for.
Like the Green Bay, I know.
Yeah.
We should mention, you guys are many Whammy nominees. That's
always a
cool.
Bridesmaid, never the bride. But that's
really?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'd
doesn't
actually
rather. Yeah.
It's like American Idol. You do better if you don't win.
Right.
Kind of thing. So,
okay.
I've always thought of us as the Chris Daughtry of cover bands.
Right. Like, forget about all that other stuff.
For sure. Didn't like, wasn't Morgan Wallen one of them? Look at him. He's throwing stuff off rooftops.
He was on American Idol.
I thought he was on one of those shows.
Really?
Who is that?
Morgan Wallen? Come on. You don't know the guy that threw the chair off the top of a building in Nashville and almost hit some cops and got arrested?
Oh, yeah. We want to be like him.
That's what we're striving for.
What about Soul Patrol? What was that guy? Remember him?
No, I don't.
Who was Soul Patrol? He had the gray hair?
I have no idea.
Oh, my gosh.
Was that American Idol?
Yeah, he was on American Idol.
See, that's why I don't know. No, okay. I barely know any of the people on there. Yeah. Like, I know Kelly Clarkson because she, like, won the first one.
Do you guys do any Kelly Clarkson?
No. We haven't. We did a Taylor Swift song one time.
Yeah. Okay.
But we don't do any Kelly
people
Clarkson.
People lose their minds, or was it kind of...
She wasn't as big at the time when we did it. I think it was poor timing on our part when we did it. But, I mean, people have kind of laughed.
I want to revisit that.
We'll bring it back. Yeah.
Right. I think one song that's kind of fun that we brought back is Flo Rida Low we started doing. So, like,
that's a great. Wait, is that the one? I got a good feeling. Is that
no?
It's the boots with the fur. Go ahead. Sing a little bit of a stretch there.
Oh man, I gotta think how it goes now.
He can start you off.
I usually play keyboards on this.
Shorty Adam Apple. There it is. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He doesn't play it on guitar. He plays the keys. That's it.
Nice.
Yeah, that one.
She had the apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur.
With the fur.
That's a fun one to do.
Really, you guys do that a good job. I think you did that last time. You were playing like a dance tune.
I don't remember.
Maybe we did Tricky. I don't know.
Did we do Tricky?
We might have.
We did. It's Tricky, Run DMC. I know we did Foo Fighters last time for sure.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite venue in like Northeast Wisconsin and then maybe wider in the state? You have a favorite?
Well, I have to say the Epic in here. Like that place is unbelievable.
Bay, yeah.
That place is unbelievable. But like, I don't know, where else do you think? Like,
well, I always, cause that's a pretty common question. You know, what's your favorite show of the year? What do you like to play? That Oshkosh EAA it's show nuts. Is a blast because it's people from all over the world, mm-hmm. and it's a big crowd, and they just dance and have a good time. They're all camping there, so they're all hanging out all night.
That's smell.
A great, yeah, they do. They've all had a few, few brewskis.
And
they
it's
say.
Kind of funny because they're like 90% of them are either pilots or just crazy aviation enthusiasts, and so they're. I don't know. They don't. I feel like they don't party a lot, but when they do, they let it snap.
They let it go, man.
I feel like they're all. Well, they're all on vacation, and it's one of those things like where you play a vacation venue area.
Yeah,
that's on vacation. People already have the mindset we're having fun.
Yeah,
and it's just that much easier to make them have more fun.
But they're really. I mean, I can't.
Hard to pick one place.
I won't name any names. There are venues that I never liked playing. That we don't play anymore. The ones we
because he said he didn't want to play there anymore.
Was exactly what I said. And we haven't played there since.
It's good.
But there is not a bad venue in the valley or in the area.
So many good places. It's hard to pick one.
People treat you well. Good stages. Good crowds. So I don't want to knock any of the ones that we do play because they are all really pretty spectacular.
Those are the voices of Adam Krause and Eric Ratzak, the guys from Ask Your Mother, who are here for the second time. This is so cool. Yeah. All right.
Thanks for having us back.
Oh, my pleasure.
We must not have like made them too mad.
Thought maybe
last
I left my
time.
Keys here or something.
Just glad I wasn't one of the places you guys like trash before.
No,
we left
no,
no. Said, we don't want to.
No, play. No, no, no.
We'll
no,
do Mino and the Mayor, but we're not doing Nightlight anymore.
No, go. Both are good. It's the same studio. I mean, why would we trash it?
Just I'm a nice guy, so I don't. Those guys I know, they can bully people.
Well, Jim was asking me if I wanted to get into politics, and I'm like, "What's wrong with you?"
Like, he's trying to groom you for take his old seat.
No, no, Jim, I'm fine being a singer in a band. That's cool.
Great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The ink wasn't yet dry on the Indian Citizens Act of 1924 when voter suppression of Native Americans began. Natives have been fighting for their right to register and vote, proper representation, and fair voting districts ever since. The Brennan Center for Justice writes that for decades, Arizona disenfranchised Native Americans because they were, quote, persons under guardianship. New Mexico's constitution stipulated that people who didn't pay taxes, including natives on reservations, could not vote. The Voting Rights Act of 1965 prohibited these suppression tactics, but the U.S. Supreme Court's 2013 Shelby decision opened a floodgate of new native suppression in Arizona, Montana, South Dakota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, Nevada, and other states. Recently, proof of citizenship and voter ID laws have targeted natives, some of whom don't have an ID or live in remote areas without street numbers. Counties have used at-large voting districts to dilute native voting power or remove drop boxes or polling places, forcing voters to drive sometimes more than 100 miles to vote. What can be done? The federal Native American Voting Rights Act is stuck in Congress, but New Mexico passed its own version in 2023. The John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act restores protections stripped from the 1965 Voting Rights Act, and the Freedom to Vote Act would expand voting access for all Americans. We have resources at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What do you want to play?
What was the next one we were going to do?
Let's do country.
We'll do a country because, we mix it up with our show. So I don't think we did a country song on here yet, so we're going to do a country song.
Ask Your Mother in the studio.
Five, man, I work, 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 but I don't climb, climb, climb. Boss man can shove that overtime up his can. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Fill it up, I'll throw it down. Got a 40-hour week for the trouble to drown. No need to complicate it, I'm a simple man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Hey! Parking lot is muddy, can't get to the door. I take my jacked up dropper down in 4x4. Chill down a long neck, warm up the band. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Fill it up, I'll throw it down. I bought a tear a new one in this old town. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, I'm a rockin' man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Let's go drinking.
I forgot the words, Adam.
Isn't this the part where I dance in front of you?
That's what it usually is.
Is that why you can't remember?
That's what it is. Because
you're waiting for me to dance.
I just remembered it.
Okay. Do you need me to dance on you for this? Okay.
Make me want to go ooh, ooh, ooh. When you dance like that, you got that little tattoo playing peeky-boo on your back. Yeah, if you want to impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you got to do is put a drink in my hand. Fill it up, I'll throw it down. Got a little hungover, still hanging around. You be my Lois Lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. My hair Monday morning at a alarm clock sings. It goes bang, 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 while it ring, ring, rings. I'm ready to roll, you wanna rock again. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Fill it up, I'll throw it down. I got a little hungover still hanging around. You know that hair of the dog is howling, hey there, ma'am. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Hear that hair of the dog is howling, hey there, ma'am. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. I'll ooh, yeah.
I really did forget the words there for a second.
That's all right. You guys.
You know why I forgot the words?
Why is that, Stretch?
Because you didn't dance on me.
I didn't dance on you. Normally I come up on Stretch and I dance a little bit.
Laura Krause is right here, guys. And you guys are brides in my book.
We are not bridesmaids. That is the nicest thing someone's ever said to us.
That's with the awards thing, not the underwear question.
Appreciate it.
So that was awesome, man.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Would you have Eric a favorite genre to play? If not a band?
I will say, when you asked that before, the first thing that popped in my head was Enter Sandman by Metallica.
That's a fun one to play. I like
it. Never gets old. The crowd loves it.
We always make them sing back to us, too, and they always do it every time.
I will say, I think we probably, if I had to say one of our strengths as a band, is probably kind of the alt rock, hard rock. Stretch can really sing it well. We got two guitars. We can both play well. We got, you know, obviously.
Between Adam and Tim, they both can solo. Like, it's not like we're waiting, like one has to be rhythm and the other. No, they're both very good on their own. Like,
and Kevin and Joey grew up playing that stuff, and they just love that music. And, you know, you can't play all Metallica. You can't play any, you know, too many Slayer covers in there either.
You know what? Let's do Breaking the Law, like Judas Priest. Yeah. We do that. That's the song we do. Like, but then we'll do Flo Rida Low, and then we're doing Eric Church, and then Johnny Cash, and then it's like, what else? What don't they do?
Yeah.
Barry Manilow.
It's so cool that people
but
like.
We do.
I think they used to like the top 40.
Yeah.
Used to have a lot of different kinds of music in it, and that sounds like like now it's like you listen to country, rock, folk, whatever.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Most people, I think, like a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what we try to do. Like we always say, if you come to our show and you don't like at least one song we do, then you don't like music and just go home and be crabby.
Is that what, I hope we don't say, do we say that?
Yeah. Go home and be crabby. If you don't like, if you don't like any of the songs we play, you just stay home and be crabby there.
I think we do see a lot from, this is gonna make me sound old, the younger generation,
kids
streaming music and things. They have a wider experience of music than we did growing up with the radio.
Oh, I agree with
or
that.
Or buying CDs. When we play a song like Mr. Brightside, which is 20
great
years old
song.
Now.
Crazy to me to think
wow.
that.
Every person under the age of 20 knows the words, all the words to that song, because they've either heard it or they've streamed it or they've seen it on TikTok, whatever. They figured it out and they went and they learned it and they know that song.
Well,
so
the
we,
thing about that
we see
song.
See that a lot.
Is jeez. Adam, the
what's
first
the
verse and the second verse are exactly the same.
So you could probably remember
so when
that
I
one. Then, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. That one was, that was just going to get to that. That's why I haven't screwed that one up.
Is that
there.
Right?
This is fun. Oh, we got some more Ask Your Mother. This
that
is from the band.
The
Ask
band.
Mother.
That's probably Joey, I guarantee it. He also said Slayer, so that's definitely Joey.
That's Joey.
He just gave himself away.
But speaking of Joey and Kevin, it's a rhythm section. Do you want to leave those guys out? They're great as well. Bass. Trumps. Joey's yellow kit. You got to come see it.
Oh, it's
they're
so
welcome
yellow.
Here anytime. Conrad, should we just have him play us out?
Yeah, we could do that.
You guys, thank you for being here. This is Ask Your Mother in Studio. Always great to have these guys here at Peach Wobbin Night Lake, Night, Wisconsin. Play us out, guys.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around a bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know how, and I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. Time keeps dragging on. That train keeps rolling on down the side now and down.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Three Americans imprisoned in China for years are expected to arrive back home very soon.
The Biden administration had repeatedly raised the men's detention with China, and earlier this month, Mr. Biden spoke with Chinese President Xi at a summit in South America.
CBS's Scott McFarlane reports the U.S. maintains the Americans were wrongfully detained. Traveling this Thanksgiving? Be careful out there, especially in New England.
National Weather Service offices throughout New England have issued winter weather advisories for winter driving conditions and snow removal. And then it's all about the cold. It is going to be Arctic.
CBS News New York meteorologist John Elliott. Several of President-elect Donald Trump's administration picks have been targeted by swatting incidents and bomb threats. The response?
The Trump transition team says with President Trump as our example, dangerous acts of intimidation and violence will not deter us.
CBS's Weijia Jiang. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin' Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy, Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some great travel weather for the holiday weekend, but bundle up. It's going to be cold today. Partly cloudy this morning. Clouds increasing this afternoon. Our high today, 34. Tonight, flurries, 21. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, 27. We're going to stay in the mid to upper 20s through the rest of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Salvia.
Just P.S., Dom's producer here. Dom and I have a very special pre-recorded Thanksgiving show for you. We're grateful. Come hear why.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, this is Pete. Hope you're having a great Thanksgiving week and enjoying your families. We have a few days off doing the same, and we'll be back on December 2nd. In the meantime, we put together some fun segments from previous shows. Hope you enjoy, and happy Thanksgiving. Right now, I am so thrilled. I've got Eric Jelland here from The Mascot Theory. He's talking to us in studio here as we broadcast from Madison tonight. And he brought his guitar. So you are, that's a beautiful guitar, by the way. You were in the middle of telling a story. We have to hit these hard breaks here, and I had to kind of cut you off, and I apologize. But you're talking about how you came up with the name Mascot Theory.
Yeah, so it was my buddy, you know, with the NCAA brackets. He had his theory of, I'm going to pick these teams to win based off of which mascot would fight. We thought it was a funny name, like the Mascot Theory. It's cool. So we added it to our list of band names, of random band names. And when we had this little duo show, or this show, makeshift show with these guys, I'm like, I'm just gonna toss a name on there just for kicks. And so I grabbed that one. It was kind of one of my favorites on there. And then, you know, again, we stuck around for another 13 years,
so later.
But mainly, you know, themascottheory.com was open, so we took that domain name, and that was it.
Love it.
There you go.
That's great. All right, so you're gonna perform something from us. Is this off of the new record, or
This is an older one?
Oh, okay.
I could do something off of that.
You listen, this is your dime, your dance floor, whatever.
So I almost never play solo. Like, almost never.
Okay.
I love playing with the band, so I was like, what song?
I got a kazoo in the car. Do you want me to go out and grab it?
Yeah, I mean, I got harmonicas. We can
turn this into an actual stuff, freak show if you get a kazoo. Yeah.
So
whatever you want.
Sure. This song is called First Summer Breeze.
Cool.
To divide all the glitter in this world from the wreckage on the shoreline. These days, not much to celebrate. We build walls and we fortify the gates. There's corruption on the street, distrust between the sheets. We've been through it all. Yeah, we've seen it all. Every chain can be broken, and every door that is shut can be open. Here comes the relief. Oh, it's riding on the back of a breeze. And it's covering you, and it's preaching to me. It's the first summer breeze. Times control. One wrong step can leave you in a hole filled with anger and disgrace. Fail you painted on your face. Dreaming, driving through the snow. I see no lines upon the road. There's a pile up on the interstate. I hope I'm alive when I wake up. Better slow it down. Better slow it down. Every word and every warning.
Casper, what do you think about that? Chris Casper got a thumbs up.
That was fantastic.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
First Summer Breeze. So that's an older song?
Yeah, I think that came out in 2015, I believe.
Oh, wow. Nice.
I actually wrote that for a songwriting competition that I did on another radio station. They had a big, I think it lasted like a month or 2 months, and I ended up winning it. And that was one of the songs that I wrote during that competition. So. And that's always been one of my favorites.
That was First Summer Breeze by Eric Jelland from Mascot Theory, who is live with me in studio. So great to have you here. So tell us about Flannel Fest.
Sure. So Flannel Fest is an event that my friend Beth Killey from the Beth Killey Band, she and I put this together. And we've been doing this for 11 years now in the Madison area. And then I think maybe 6 or 7 years ago, we went up to Appleton and started doing it up there as well. So we do a two-show weekend, and this is happening next weekend. So on 11/15th, on Friday, we're going to be at Tanner's Grill and Bar in Kimberly, Wisconsin. And then the next night, we're going to be doing this whole event again in Madison at the Barrymore Theater. That's 11/16. And we've got four bands. So the Mascot Theory is going to be there. Shocker. That's me. And then Beth Killey Band. We've been doing our bands every year for this. And then we've got two headliners, national headliners. We've got the Old 97s, and we've got Blitz and Trapper. Blitz and Trapper is like one of my all-time favorite bands.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited to share the stage with them.
You kind of put this together?
What's that?
Are you the one that kind of put this together?
Beth and I did.
Wow,
yeah,
very nice.
And it's all a fundraiser. It's all a charity fundraiser for the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund. We've been doing this for years. We've raised over $130,000 for them and making sure our Wisconsin neighbors in need are safe in their homes, that their electricity's not shut off, and to make sure their heat's on. You know, just crucial things that we take for granted, making sure that those basic necessities are taken care of for our friends in need.
Very nice. Yeah. That's so great. All right, so... like Eric just said, Friday, November 15th at Tanner's Grill and Bar in Kimberly, Wisconsin. Saturday, the next night, November 16th, here at the Barrymore Theater. So you can go see Napoleon Dynamite live this Saturday. And then next Saturday, check out Flannel Fest here in Madison. That's fantastic. So do you write most of the songs, or is it a collaborative effort?
Yeah, I write all the songs for the Mascot Theory. And then we bring them to the band, and then we can put their flavor on it and let them trust them with all their ridiculous talent. And we just... work them up as full band versions. And like I said, I don't play often like this. So it's mostly the versions with the full band that we're working on getting out there.
You worked with a producer called Terry Manning.
Yes.
Who has produced Led Zeppelin. I guess you guys went down to Texas. It was like this big deal.
Yeah.
Well, how is that?
Amazing.
What were you intimidated or what does a producer like that bring to a record? You've got the song. What does a good producer do to take it to the next level?
It can be so many different things, and it really just depends on the person. And we had no idea going into it what was going to happen because we've never worked with somebody like that caliber before and that kind of a discography that they've worked on. And so certainly we were nervous, but we were definitely well prepared. We had these songs rehearsed, well rehearsed many times. We played a lot of them live, so we knew what we were doing. Now, we didn't know if we were going to get down there and the producer would be like, you know, Terry would be like, cool, now let's try it as a ballad or something completely different.
Right.
We weren't expecting that that was going to happen, but we were ready for it just in case.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen. He loved the versions that we had, and his goal for this album was to make it sound as best as possible. He knew we were a live band and we play out, so we wanted to make sure it sounded as close to that sound as possible. So it was the most comfortable experience we've ever had for being the most nervous going in.
You say that, but like... I would assume you guys are paying for the studio time. You're paying. He's not the boss, right? I mean, you guys, at the end of the day, do what you want to do with the respect you have for him.
True. But you don't bring in somebody like that at that caliber without knowing that their footprint, their fingerprint should be on it somewhere if they want to. And we were willing. We had done 5 or 6 albums before that, so we knew how that worked. We've done all these on our own. We've produced our own. And this was something different. And we were ready to allow that process to happen if it did. But it didn't. It was once he picked us up from the airport in his truck and just, you know, he was the most normal dude. You know, so it was like immediately you're just like, okay,
you knew you were going to like it.
We're going to work.
Here's the album.
Yeah.
Eric was nice enough to bring in a copy of this is the Mascot Theory new album, Every Sign of Life. And there's some great songs on this. I love that you guys put these on your website, too. The songs are there so people can check them out.
A lot of videos. Yeah.
And a lot of videos. Yeah. That's what I meant. Actually, is videos. And you have Fast Car Getaway on there, which is one of my all time favorites. So that was fun. Can you, we have a time thing with performing. Do you mind belting out a new tune or another tune before we have to take a break at 7:49?
7:49.
Yeah.
All right,
but cool. You do what you do. If we have to play into break, that's fine. You don't worry about that. I'll worry about that.
All right. This is a song called Sliver of a Maybe on that new
one. All right. This is Eric Challen from Mascot Theory.
Back in school, I liked a redhead girl when I was just a kid. Then I wrote that girl a letter, cause that's what young boys did. You said you and I could talk for hours, we could take it slow. Don't need to waste your pencil, but don't circle yes or no. Just a still, I'm a maybe, that's all I'm asking for. All I'm asking for.
I just messed up that second. Did you hear that?
I thought it sounded good.
I know. I was like, can I scat through this whole thing or not? No, I'm not going to do that.
If you would have said anything,
I know, but I was like, nope, I'm going to.
Do whatever you got
to
do.
Off message to a friend who passed away. Said my friend was getting updates from the place his body lay. I don't think it means I'm crazy if I try to reach a ghost. Modern communication and a little touch of hope. Just a sliver, oh yeah, of a maybe. Yeah, that's all I'm asking for. Yeah, that's all I'm asking for. South to El Paso, gonna stack up all these poems, knock them down like dominoes, and we'll find that sonic vibe that's running through this desert land, and we'll just keep on trucking through the sun and through the sand, just a sliver, oh yeah.
take a hand-me-down miracle.
That was great.
Close, real close.
Eric Chillin, you got it together, man. That was awesome.
You know, it's good.
I don't know how you do the harmonica and the guitar. I think you have to be like a contortionist or something, but we'll have a few minutes more with Eric after a very quick break. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
No one lives forever. There's business here you've got to finish. You won't make your mind up. You won't make your mind.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Every memory locked up in my brain, wrapped up tight in cellophane. To slow down the color fade, I'll dig them out someday. I'll run miles upon my feet, brick by brick and beat by beat, gonna build that legacy, but the games don't come for free. If you want to be remembered, you have got to be Stone Cold, Stone Cold, like a glacier in your soul. You don't throw the ball and it can't be caught. You don't swing the bat, can't take your shot.
608 Steady Eddie says, Pete, to get away from the anxiety of the election, I am spending my time exploring ideas for new gelato flavors for next spring. Someone has to. One idea for flavor is Steady Eddie's Paschetti, a special treat for the kiddos. A unique combination of vanilla gelato with swirls of spicy red pasta sauce and chunks of garlic and oregano. Buy it for your kids as their first ice cream experience, and they will never pester you for ice cream again. Eddie sounds like a very good father. Another flavor, peach guava, named for a guy after bar time pronounces Pete Schwabba. Thank you, Eddie. I always would. That was my lifelong goal. There would be gelato named after me. No worries. I will keep thinking and invent a gelato flavor for Conrad. You guys got any ideas? Steady, Hellfast Eddie. Or maybe he meant hold fast, but Hellfast works too. Andrew from Verona says he's been getting away from the election with booze and weed. Well, that'll do it. Jim from Appleton says, already voted. I try to keep my mind off the election by enjoying a great radio show called Nightlight. Always entertaining, usually funny. I'll take that. I'll take that, Jim. Thank you. Chris from the 608. We know this guy. He says he's helping produce the show tonight, and he does so much here at Civic Media. He says, I've been a fan of the Mascot Theory for years and have also had the privilege of mastering several of Beth, how do you say her last name again?
Killy.
Beth Killy's albums. Amazing music. Nice. Who knew? He's sitting right on the other side of the glass. That's great. Matt from Germantown says, I keep my mind off the election by worrying about the election. Join the club, Matt. Eric Chellen from the Mascot Theory, who played some awesome songs. You wanted to talk about Flannel Fest again.
Yeah, just to let everybody know that if you're interested in more information or want to pick up tickets, flannelfest.com is the place to be.
Do you guys get a lot of comparison? It's like, it's interesting. This Terry Manning supposedly did produce Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Your sound, you remind me a lot of the Black Crowes. Do you get that?
No, not really. Well, I mean, there's that this new album is kind of classic rock.
Okay.
If Black Crowes is classic rock, I've got air quotes here because I guess we're classic rock now, like the music of our childhood, but I think a lot of that Tom Petty, those kind of artists that are just that rock and roll sound, you know.
Yeah.
And they're like one of the most amazing. Fun fact, while we were recording, Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes was there.
Whoa.
He actually gave me these harmonicas. No lie.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah, he was there producing a record next door with another band at another studio right next to us. And we hung out with him pretty much the whole time. Yeah.
Was he the singer or the brother played? Because they were brothers.
Chris was the singer.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the dude. And he had up this box of harmonicas. I'm like, shoot, I didn't bring any harmonicas with me. And we were chatting and I was like, can I borrow one of those? He's like, take whatever you want.
Oh my God.
So I took a couple and put them on the album. And yeah, there you go. We're basically best friends now.
Because you've swapped spit through a harmonica.
Synchronous spit. Yes.
Where can people see you guys live, Eric?
The next one would be Flannel Fest. That'd be the first. That's actually probably going to be the last ones of the year, I think. We tend to take some time off around this time so that we can really focus on making sure we get tickets sold and get as much money as we can raise for the charity. So that's probably going to be our last one for the year. And then we're going to start working on a new album. I think that's our next plan. So we'll probably sprinkle some shows in just maybe locally, probably up in Appleton. That's like our second home as well, like up there to play. And we love the Mile of Music Festival and all of that. And so
do you have favorite places in Madison, spots that you typically play?
Yeah, we've played, a lot of different places, and there's a lot of places. We'd love to play the Sylvie at some point. Whatever the biggest thing is, we'd love to do it.
Sure.
But we played at the High Noon and a lot of different places around, and it's a good town for local music, for sure.
Is Wisconsin, is the music industry healthy here? It seems like there's a lot of bands here I never knew about. Like, I feel like there's a great music scene here, but you would know, obviously, better than me.
There's great musicians. There's great music. There's not as much of an industry, which makes it, compared to Nashville or LA or something, which makes it a little harder, or even Chicago. It's not a huge, huge, huge city where you can just really know that you're going to have a record exec walk across the street and hear you playing out live somewhere. You know, it's just that probably isn't going to happen around here. But from a local standpoint, there's so much music and so many good, and really across the state. You know, there's so many amazing musicians in Milwaukee, in the Appleton area, and just all over the place.
And is it like, are the bands supportive of each other? Is there a rivalry or a competition, or is everybody pretty supportive typically?
I mean, I think if you want to do well, you support everybody.
Yeah.
You really, and that's a project that I had worked on years ago called Wisconsin Vinyl Collective, where I pulled together songs from artists that either had Wisconsin ties or in Wisconsin, like in Butch Vig and Garbage was the person that I worked on that with. So he and I kind of worked on curating it and pulling bands from all areas of the state, just making sure that we were hitting everybody. And it was so much fun because you're getting these bands that you've never heard before. And it is a networking thing, but it's also a sharing of, hey, you may not have gone up to Stevens Point, but there's some cool bands up there.
Yeah,
you're from Madison, but check out this band from Milwaukee or Appleton. And that's a fun way to do it to me.
Absolutely. Well, this has been really fun. I can't thank you enough for coming in tonight. It's been great to meet you in person, Eric, and thank you for spending some time here on
I loved
tonight.
It. Anytime.
Yeah. Thank you for all to all of our guests. Thank you to Chris Casper for helping us out tonight, the biggest fan of Mascot Theory right there. And your text, it's almost over, folks. Every night we try to take your mind off the day here at Nightlight. Thank you for sticking with us. Play us out, Eric.
Sure.
All right. Good night, Wisconsin.
Tracks again. Then I mixed up all my signals. Somehow lost.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Maggie Dawn.
You're listening to a special pre-recorded Thanksgiving Day episode for you from the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Thanksgiving.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org.